Welcome to 60 Second Classics with Mike Camerlengo. I'm your host, Mike Camerlengo, and I just want to say thanks for joining me today. It's Thursday, October 20th, and I am battling. I'm always battling something on this podcast. Sickness is going around. That's what happens when you have a 1.5-year-old daughter who's in daycare. She's always fucking coughing in my mouth and shit. So there's a little bit of laryngitis going around. On Sunday, I couldn't talk. I woke up. I had glass. Felt like glass in my throat. And anybody who's married knows that your spouse doesn't give a shit about that shit. They're like, oh, well, can you still do the thing? And it's like, well, I just told you I just ate a bottle of glass. Like, don't you care? Cut to getting stronger, shadow boxing in the shower, and I'm almost there. So if this podcast goes a little short, it's a 20-minute podcast. How much shorter can it go? I'll end this thing right fucking now. It's just because my voice is giving out, but I think I'm getting it back into good shape. It also means maybe my daughter woke up from her nap. They sent her home from daycare today. God damn it. She's fine. Keep her. Other than that, everything is wonderful, especially because I did it. Last week, if you listen to the show, I told you I was going to watch a movie called Shark Lake. And folks, I fucking did it. Last night, I rented. No, I didn't even rent it. It was free. I watched it on Samsung TV. And the only problem, there's two problems with watching it on Samsung TV. One is commercials that are 20 decibel levels higher than the actual movie. So you're watching it. Oh, look, there's a shark in the lake. Bam. You get hit with a commercial that's so loud your eardrum fucking explodes. And it's the same commercial over and over again. It's like being on an airplane. And I don't know. What is that? Being on an airplane? They don't do that anymore, Mike. You can just watch what you want on an airplane. Airplanes don't have commercials. It's not my fault. It's the Mucinex I've been taking. The second problem with Shark Lake is that on Samsung TV is that they were bleeping out swears. And there was a girl on the beach and they put a blur thing over her butt. Like, we can handle butts. You're showing sharks eat people's bodies. So other than that, it was free. Why not? Throw on Shark Lake. So this was one of these movies I stumbled upon a couple weeks ago. I don't know why. I was searching for something and I saw a poster of Ivan Drago, a.k.a. Dolph Lundgren, and it said Shark Lake. So if you want to speak to me as a consumer, as Mike, you say, what movie can we make for Mike? Let's put together Dolph Lundgren and Sharks in a Lake. That's right up my alley. And because of that, I had high hopes for this movie, and unfortunately, I was very disappointed. I did ask my wife beforehand, I said, do you know who Dolph Lundgren is? And there was a blank kind of stare on her face. And then I asked if she knew who Ivan Drago was. And she goes, I quote, I'm not kidding. Is that the guy that killed Rocky's buddy? Buddy? Oh, you mean Apollo Creed? Like, what language are we using? Rocky's buddy? Killed him? Assassinated him on live television. Because the ref wouldn't stop the fight. So Shark Lake is described by Google as, this is the description of the movie. Lake Tahoe becomes a bloodbath when man-eating sharks go on a rampage. With the body count rising, the exotic species dealer responsible for releasing the sharks returns to help clean up the mess. I know you're asking, what the fuck does that even mean? And that's what you're asking when you watch the entire movie. It got a 3.4 out of 10 on IMDb, which is not good because usually the score on IMDb is higher because it's regular people. Like, you know, when you go to Rotten Tomatoes and the critic score is like 40 and you're like, eh, and it's like 99% of people loved it. You're like, well, maybe there's something good there. But if 3.4 out of 10 on IMDb, that is not, that's a warning sign right there. So first thought from this movie, it's really fucking hard to find. I was going off my TV thing and I typed in shark. Of course, Shark Tank comes up. And then you keep spelling and it's like shark eating amoeba. But it's just like every kind of shark thing except Shark Lake, and that's a problem. If you make a movie called Shark Lake, that's got to be the first thing that fucking pops up when people are going shark. All right, so the movie starts, and Dolph Lundgren is doing some wild shit in his house that's on the water. He's doing some illegal shit, you can tell. They're showing all these exotic animals. So then these two cops enter the premises. They're looking for something. They're looking for Dolph. And he takes off driving in this van, and they're chasing him. They ended up driving him kind of like into a lake. And he gets out, he's swimming, his car goes into the lake, he's swimming, and they're like, you're under arrest, bang, bang, bitch, bang, bang. So then it cuts to 5 years later. Now, he had a young daughter in his house, and we see her, she goes, oh, daddy, go, whatever, whatever. 5 years later, the one of the cops, there's an older gentleman cop and then a younger lady cop. So Meredith, Deputy Meredith, so she's the main character. We cut to 5 years later. She has adopted Dolph Lundgren's daughter. She's just like her mom now. She's calling her mom, all this shit. So we find out Dolph's getting out of prison, and she is pissed. She's like, the mom is pissed. She's like reading his rap sheet to the other cop. She's like, assaulting an officer, fleeing the scene. Oh, by the way, he grows exotic animals. What's up with these? These are dangerous animals. So we're getting a little hint right there that it's a little dangerous out there. So he gets out. He goes to try to visit the kid, and the lady's grandmother's like, no, bitch, you're not allowed to see your daughter. Because you had a snake in your house or some shit. I don't know. It kind of seems illegal. It kind of seems like the cop kidnapped Dolph's daughter. It doesn't quite seem right. So anyway, there's an older couple. Cut to the lake. There's an older couple putzing around, taking pictures, you know, stretching out their legs so that they don't get blood clots. And a guy falls and gets fucking destroyed by a shark. We don't really see it, but the wife comes over and she goes, no, Christopher, no. Funniest part of the movie, by the way. You should definitely go watch that. So the cops come over, and right away the older cop, he blames a bear. Now, every time in these movies, there's always one cop who never wants to investigate. Like, right away, he's like, oh, come on, man. I'm just trying to drink my coffee. We all know it's a bear. It's like, do we? Do we all know it's a bear, dude? The guy's like halfway in the water. And the other cop, Meredith, our lead, she knows something is up. She knows, she's like, this smells like Dolph was involved. And you're thinking, Mike, what's Dolph's character name? I don't fucking know. It doesn't matter. He's Dolph. That's what he'll be. By the way, Dolph, he's looking fresh as fuck in this movie. He looks handsome. He looks like he could probably bench 350 and still kick the shit out of Sly Stallone. So Dolph's looking fresh as hell. Two dudes come to Dolph's house, and they're like these bad. You can tell they're bad. And they hold a gun to him. They're like, yo, you owe Frankie money or whatever, some bullshit. Dolph fucking smashes one of their heads off something and tells them to go packing. So we'll revisit them later. So then the part in the movie where every shark movie needs it, it's a lake party. People are getting lit. There's a lot of skin happening. This is where they blur that girl's butt, unfortunately. And a couple, they go to have a little dry hump in the lake, which, I mean, it's a way of life. You want to dry hump and you don't want to do it on land, you go on a lake. That's where people go. And the guy's like, I feel something on my leg. And the girl, of course, doesn't believe him. She's like, oh, stop. If you don't want to do it, just say it. It's like, whoa, she's already saying that you're a big little bitch because you can't get a boner. And that's not fair because 2 seconds later, this guy's body gets ripped apart by a shark. Now, still, we haven't seen the shark yet. Kind of intrigued. This has kind of got me. It's kind of like Jaws. I'm in. So then Meredith is out with her daughter. Dolph's daughter that she kidnapped and is raising. And we meet this old PhD nerd from URI or some Rhode Island school. And he's like, I'm here to look at the fish. What's going on? There was a bear attack. He's like, that's kind of rare. Bears usually don't attack things. And we're like, okay. We just like believe him because he has glasses. So a couple minutes later, all these townspeople, they shoot the bear and they think they got it. And the nerd with the glasses is like, no, bro, it's a shark. You guys didn't get it. So at this point, this is the exact same plot of Jaws, right? A dude from like the oceanography school comes down. He's like a young whippersnapper. He's got glasses. They think they caught the main culprit. And he's like, actually, look at these bite marks on my computer. The shark's still out there. So at this point, this is the exact same plot of Jaws, right? A dude from like the oceanography school comes down. He's like a young whippersnapper. He's got glasses. They think they caught the main culprit. And he's like, actually, look at these bite marks on my computer. The shark's still out there. There are a few differences. One, of course, it's not a great white shark. It is a bull shark. And the other difference, of course, is that it's in a lake. And you could say that's not realistic. But they go on to tell you, if you place a bull shark in a lake, it can survive. So even though this movie was stupid as hell, I was like, oh, is that true? Fuck, that's going to mess me up. Because one of the good parts about going swimming in a lake is that there's no sharks. You feel a little bad when you pee in it because people are like, why is it so warm all of a sudden? You're like, I don't know. It's the current. And they're like, there is no current. Did you just piss on my leg? That's a problem. But the thing that's good about it is there's no sharks. So now this new information, I'm going to have to process through my anxiety. The sheriff, who just wants to quit the whole time and drink coffee, has a big press conference right in front of the lake. And he's like, guess what? Everyone can swim. Everyone's in the water behind him. He's like, we caught the bear that was apparently swimming in the water. And don't worry, everything's safe now. So at that moment, the science nerd and the other cop, Meredith, come running. They go, no, no, it's a shark. And we see the fin of the shark just swimming around everybody. And it looks so goddamn bad. And everyone runs out of the water. Beautiful. It's a beautiful scene. I want more. I need to see more of this shark. And this British dude from the BBC, he's like a TV guy. He comes down and he's gonna catch it. And everyone's like, all right, dude, you can catch it, but you're kind of fucking weird. You're kind of a wanker, as you would say. And almost immediately, he gets fucking destroyed by like three sharks. And this is the first time we see the sharks. And I got to tell you, they look god awful. It's kind of like, you know, when you're at a bowling alley and you roll a strike and they show those graphics on the TV. You know how bad they are? You're like, oh, that's kind of funny. They made a movie around those graphics. And it ain't funny. It's not good. So really bummed about that. I think it would have been better if they just never showed the shark at all. Now, I love shark movies. It pains me to say this. The Mandy Moore movie, 47 Meters, I think that's what it's called. Amazing. The Reef, by the way, is like one of the best movies of all time. I watched another one recently where they're like, there are so many good shark movies, but this is like in the middle of taking itself seriously in Sharknado, and you can't be in that middle zone. So Meredith, our protagonist here, ends up shooting one of the sharks with a gun. By the way, this whole movie is just people shooting at the shark with guns from outside of the water, which I'm okay with. I feel like, you know, if you put yourself in their shoes, you go, I don't know how I would get a shark. You go, well, I'll just shoot it. Fucking probably hit him a couple times. I don't know. Her elderly mom almost gets fucking murked by a shark, but she goes out there and unloads on the thing and destroys it. But there's another shark out there, apparently. Dolph Lundgren's criminal enterprise, and the main bad guy was basically like, yo, you owe me a shark, you put it in the lake, but that thing's mad expensive, so you either give me like $1 million or you get that shark out of the lake for me. So Dolph is out there on the lake trying to catch the shark like it's just no big deal. The cop goes out there to confront Dolph, and the little girl, Dolph's real daughter, flies in the water, and Dolph goes in there and rips her away from a shark. And then the Meredith goes in there and just, again, shoots the shark underwater, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, then she starts to like fall for Dolph. She's like, you almost saved my little girl. It's like, it's not your little fucking girl. That's Dolph's daughter. You kidnapped her ass. Look, if you're still listening to this, I commend you. I said I was going to watch a movie. I watched it. Almost immediately, I wish I didn't watch it. And it pains me to say this. I like, if you follow me, you know, I really do like to compliment things. I like celebrating movies. I don't like making a movie's hard. I've never made a movie, but I'm sure if I did, you'd be like, hey, dude, why is the opening scene just a man without his shirt on running in slow motion? You'd be like, I don't know. It looks good on paper. I thought that's how you're supposed to start movies. So I'm not saying I could do better. I'm just saying this wasn't it, man. This wasn't it. I did want to see, after I watched it, I wanted to see some of the you know, what people were saying about this movie. So these are the Google, a couple Google reviews of Shark Lake. So this is a 2-star review, 2 out of 5. And this woman is upset that the police officer, Meredith, the way she spoke to the sheriff and called him by his first name, total disrespect. I love Dolph Lundgren, but a better actress would have been better. So really does not like the lead actress right there. The next review, 1 star out of 5. Cheesy film. Dolph Lundgren must have been desperate for cash. The funny thing is, though, I watched the whole thing. LOL. Hey, man, you and me both. Let's do another 1 star. Literally some of the worst acting and special effects I've ever seen. I can't believe Dolph Lundgren was in this movie. I bet he's ashamed. I bet he's not, my man. I bet he's not. That's a funny kind of review. Like, people acting like Dolph Lundgren is Daniel Day-Lewis. Like, I love Dolph Lundgren, but let's not act like he's above being in a movie for a big check or a check. So sometimes, you know, actors, I see people say that a lot. They go, why was he in that movie? Why is this person in that movie? It's like, there aren't that many good movies if you think about it. Like, how many movies came out last year? 1,000? I don't know. I don't know, 800 movies? How many are good? Like 5. So even Robert De Niro, they're like, oh, why was he in Grandpa fucks the sandcastle. You're like, well, it looked good on paper, and he was bored. He needed something to do. So even some of the good reviews, they have a problem with some of the stuff. So again, it's not bad. If somebody, look, if they made a Shark Lake 2 and the director called me up and goes, dude, do you want to be in this movie? I'd go, yeah, I love Shark Lake. It's a great movie. I love the idea behind it. And I really do. Whoever came up with the idea of a dropping bull sharks into a lake and causing havoc, fucking A+. I just think when you use graphics like that, you have to go the other way and you got to be like, this movie's going to be super ridiculous. And it wasn't. It was like on the line where it's like, oh, this is a real movie, but by the way, this is like a graphics that you'd see on a CVS thing after you do self-checkout. Like, that's kind of what we're dealing with here. All right, before we go, I'm going to play a voicemail. Got a couple of great voicemails. You can give a call, 617-340-9481. If you call in and I don't get to your voicemail, I'll probably get to it at some point. It's just, I don't want to overload too many of them. And like I said, I got laryngitis, so I got a couple of great ones, but I'm just going to do one for today.
Hey, Mike, I was wondering what your favorite small business commercials were. There's a guy in the town that I live in who's a personal injury / DUI lawyer, kind of your Better Call Saul type guy that has some pretty great late night commercials. So I was just wondering what your favorite small business commercials were. DUI lawyers, car lots, all that good stuff. Thanks. Bye.
That's an awesome question. I love it. I love small business commercials. I love local commercials. And maybe it's because you don't watch as much TV, or I don't. I watch a lot of streaming, obviously, and they don't have commercials. But like when I watch something like football, or it's mostly football, but anything that's live like that, I'm all of a sudden reminded that, oh my God, there's this glorious world of local small business commercials. And I'm going to give you some of my favorites. This is kind of my top five genres of small business commercials. So number five, the tie-in with a local sports team for absolutely no reason. They'll be like, if someone hits two doubles in one game, everybody's eating fries on the house. And it's like, dude, can we not tie in my family's food budget on a switch-hitting third baseman who's hitting 271? Like, I don't need to depend on that. But I love it because it's catchy. It's like everyone, like the 99, those are restaurants around me. I'm in Massachusetts. Those are kind of like a New England thing. And their thing is always kids eat free. If the Red Sox win, kids eat free. So that's a great thing that everybody knows. It's like, oh, the Sox win? Take them to the 99, kid. Number four, when a business talks about being under new ownership, because they're always saying how they won't be like a big bag of shit to you. That was the old people. Like, hey, don't worry. There used to be huge lines at this place, but there's a new owner now, and we're going to take care of people. We're not, that person's in jail. We had nothing to do with what they did. We didn't support them. Tax evasion is not okay, but we're still here. We're still slinging bagels, baby. So come on down. We'll scoop it out. We'll toast it, whatever you want. Fuck Jerry. He's in prison. Number three, law firms that claim that you don't have to pay if you lose. I don't know if these are true or not, but I can't get enough of them. I always hear them on the radio. There's TV ones too, but they're like, hey, you know how fucking good we are at our job? If we take your case and you lose, guess how much money you owe us? Fucking nothing. Number two on my favorite small business commercial genre is places that clearly hate like another business in town, like their rivals. They'll be like, yeah, you can shop at Hurley's, but then you're going to be eating like real shitty food. You're going to be on the toilet all the time. You want to come on down to Smith's Bake Shop. Do not go to Hurley's. They don't like dogs. They don't even let dogs in there. So, you know, sometimes it's very sly. They don't mention it, but some of these local fuckers do not give a shit. They will throw another person under the bus. They will throw another business under the bus and be like, fuck that place. They don't even treat their employees well. Did you even hear about that time that they stiffed everybody on a Christmas check? Because we don't do that here at Hurley's. And for number one, my favorite small business commercial genre is the old school one. It's the staple. It's the family-owned car dealership with the whole family there. I want people reading off cue cards. I want people laughing mid-take. I want the little girl starting to walk off camera going, where do I stand? I like how they leave it all in there. I like that stuff. The son with the extra hair gel in his hair, who's like talking directly to camera, and he's hoping to take over the family business someday. And everyone's just so earnest, and they think they're crushing it. And it's kind of goofy. And you go, you know what? That commercial is fucking weird as hell. But I like that family. And I'm going to let them sell me a car. So that's the show for today. Thank you for listening. Sorry if it was kind of all over the place. I got laryngitis. My kid's sick. What do you want from me? 60secondclassics.com, at mcamerlingo on Twitter, at 60 Second Classics on Instagram. Hope everybody has a great weekend, because before you know it, you're going to be out there shoveling. Oh, I have to rake so many leaves this week, and I'll have stories next week.